Emily, Kevin, Marcel, Louis, Jacques, Kevin Blackstone, Pablo Torre.
Did we expect to win that?
Yeah,
we did. And that's exactly what we did.
And the same Detroit.
The Lions loving life right now with a season-opening win over the champs means what the loss for Kansas City means in the drops and the line that they didn't just fail to cross, that they started way behind of. And our week one season preview extravaganza, the reaction before the overreaction. Let's go around the horn. Campbell. Dan Campbell called it an expected win. Travis Kelce out, Chris Jones out. Mike Tirico on the game call said, the game has an asterisk?
Do you agree with that?
That's a question I have for you. But also, what Detroit did well to take advantage of the KC miscues and their patented chestiness, the fake punt, exactly how you knew the season was going to start, right? But the win wasn't. I had 7 of 8 panelists pick KC before the game. You're going to get their mute. Somebody has to get muted. But Marcel, Louis, Jacques, around the horn to you. Lions got the win. They celebrated it. Did they live up to the hype?
Not exactly. Last year, from weeks 9 to 18, Detroit was number 2 in offensive expected points added behind the Kansas City Chiefs, eventual Super Bowl champion. So if you were expecting fireworks, you definitely didn't get them like you showed up to a show on July 6th. None. 5 of 15 on third down, 3.5 yards per carry on the ground despite the superior offensive line. But you know the only stat that matters, Tony, at the risk of sounding like a head coach myself, the win. It was a one-score game in Arrowhead against the Kansas City Chiefs, and number 15 was active. And as long as 15 is active, that team has a shot. So were they living up to the hype? Not exactly, but they still got the win, and that itself is impressive for a franchise like the Lions.
One-word answer, though, Marcel. Are you putting an asterisk on it, like Mike Tirico, because Travis Kelce, Chris Jones didn't play? No. Okay. That was a one-shake answer. Emily Kaplan, I'll give you a next turn around the horn, what you learned from Detroit last night.
Yeah, like when you're around professional athletes and sports teams, they always talk about controlling what you can control. You can't control the hype that's around your team. You can't control your schedule and the fact that your hardest game you get in week one and you get two lucky breaks with their best one of their best offensive players and their best defensive player not there. So with all of that said, good on Detroit. And to that point, think of how many times Detroit has been in primetime television and hasn't deserved it. How many Thanksgiving games we've had to slog through. They finally earned this spot. And they got the win. What I did learn, though, is it's going to be a wild ride from Dan Campbell's coaching decisions, faking that punt so early, some of his fourth downs going for it, not going for it. Like, yeah. It's not going to be a smooth ride, but it's going to be a ride, and they deserve this win, and let's give them their flowers.
Pablo Torre, did Detroit live up to the hype?
Yeah, today is not a day for calculating the smoothness of the ride in Detroit, Tony. This is a day to celebrate, to exercise. The last two seasons, they started the season, the Lions have 2-14, I believe, combined through weeks 1 through 9. So this is a Dan Campbell who should sound like a guy who can puff his chest out in all the ridiculous ways we know, because what he has now, Tony, for all of his mistakes, is a quarterback in Jared Goff who does not make them, at least in terms of interceptions. His streak of throwing passes without a pick, I believe, is almost at 400, one of the top 5 longest streaks we've ever seen. To me, this is a team that can get high on its own supply for week one because it's Detroit, and they managed to not mess it up.
All right, and Kevin Blackstone, they won. They talked it up afterwards and celebrated. Did they live up to the hype?
Absolutely lived up to the hype. I mean, let's give the Detroit Lions some credit here. They walked into not just the Kansas City house, but they walked into the Super Bowl champion Kansas City house, and they beat Mahomes in his joint, and they made him look pedestrian in the second half of that game, no matter who he had available to throw to. This is also a team that that I think Marcel alluded to and Pablo alluded to started 1-6 last year. They won 8 of their last 10 games, so they now won 9 of their last 11 games. They are building somewhat of a winning culture there. The free agent that they went out to get, CJ, in the defensive backfield, had a couple of pass breakups and a couple of big hits. The rookie who they drafted into the defensive backfield made the biggest play of the game when the ball miraculously wound up in his hands and he was able to race into the end zone. So give the Detroit Lions their due in this first week.
All right,
week,
so
please.
Nobody's putting an asterisk on it, even though it was without two players for KC, 21 points and only 14 of them from the offense. All right, drop everything. No. We're going to talk KC now. Kadarius Toney, the drop into a pick six was like a handoff. Kadarius Toney, the drop, what could have been a go-ahead touchdown earlier in the third down play. That was another one. Kadarius Toney, a drop. That would have been the game-winning field goal. But going back, no Kelce, no Jones. Their absence cost KC season-opening win. Pablo Torre around the horn to you on what KC needs to think about at 0-1.
Yeah, what they're thinking about now is that even the greatest magician of all time needs assistance. And Kadarius Toney is the kind of magician's assistant who gets David Blaine decapitated. Like, that, I think, was the worst skill player performance possible, Toney. What you didn't show were the other drops, credit to him, we waited till the B block to mention Kadarius Toney's name. But this is a massive problem. Deus Ex Mahomes at the end of games has always been the solution, even when the Chiefs are really, really good. And now, this is the big difference, right? We call him the Steph Curry of the NFL. In the NBA, Steph Curry does not need the basket to catch his shots. You need someone to not mess it up when it's right there for you. And that is going to be the undoing of this team, even if Mahomes is, in fact, the greatest of all time.
So you are talking about an undoing of this team as presently constituted. Kevin, I turn to you. Getting Travis Kelce back, does that fix everything? Or what should Kansas City be thinking about 0-1?
Well, I mean, I think it'll fix a little bit of something because in the second half, it seemed like Detroit went to a little bit more zone coverage and maybe that changed some things up, which is not something they could necessarily do if Kelce was on the field. But I know this is overreaction, but let's not do that. These guys will be fine. I will guarantee you that Toney will never have a game like that the rest of his life, even though he'll be in uniform and he'll be on the field and they'll throw some passes to him. That was just an aberration. But, you know, they're not only missing those guys, they're also missing their OC. So you got another OC, a new OC in there for the first time. Not to say that contributes to guys not being able to catch footballs, but who knows? They will be absolutely fine.
Where should the champs' heads be at 0-1 right now?
Relax. It's week one. This looked like September football to me, specifically Thursday football. And in defense of Kadarius Toney here, he actually tied a franchise record for drops under Patrick Mahomes. You know who he tied it with? Travis Kelce. Drops happen. Like, that's not something that you can count on continuing to happen. It's more of an aberration. And what I did kind of learn about the Chiefs last night, though, after last season, I was willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. They traded Tyreek Hill. They didn't miss a beat. They won the Super Bowl. I said, this man can get it done with me on the field. It doesn't really matter. I think it matters a little bit. It turns out that the most talented quarterback ever needs
help. Let's extend the sentence just a little bit. You cover the NFL. You know this trade deadline is going to be more active than maybe previous at the wide receivers position specifically. All right, Mike Evans, Cooper Kupp, those are names we just heard in the last week maybe being available. Does KC need to make a move at wide receiver, Marcel?
I think that it would be well worth the whatever price they pay. You maximize your Super Bowl windows when you've got it. And as long as 15 is playing, I know I've said it before, that Super Bowl window is open. Go after Mike Evans. You're not in the same conference as Tampa Bay. They're willing to make a move. Go after Cooper Kupp. Just see what it – kick the tires.
Emily
Kaplan, why not?
I turn to you with that same question.
Man, another Toney almost dropping the ball. Thanks for coming to me last. Just to Marcel's point, like, let's reframe this for a second. They got rid of Tyreek Hill and still won a Super Bowl. This is a team that once went an entire season without one of their wide receivers catching a touchdown pass. If anyone can do it, it's Patrick Mahomes. I don't understand, though, why you look at the New York Giants wide receiver room last year and it's like, yeah, we can go do it with those guys. So, yeah, they probably could use some help. What they also use some help with, though, is the run game, because outside of Patrick Mahomes scrambling, that was a huge weakness for them. They could have got that going and get some offense as well.
There's the horn. We'll move on. Joe Burrow, massive contract extension announced right as Mahomes was taking the field I love that timing. 5 years, $275 million, $219 guaranteed. Emily, what does it mean for Burrow? What does it mean for the Bengals?
Well, it's huge for the Bengals. When I usually cover the NFL, I look at team directories, and the Bengals staff, from their scouting to front office, was a fraction of other teams. This was a mom-and-pop operation, always looking to skimp it, but things have changed. They sold the naming rights to their stadium. That gave them cash flow. They now are able to pay a player like Joe Burrow, who deserves this money, but the real struggle now is he's not making 5% of the salary cap anymore. Can he keep his wide receivers? So the real work begins
now. Obligatory.
Yeah, give the Bengals no credit for signing Joe Burrow to a massive deal. Congratulations, Joe Burrow. You're the newest guy, the latest quarterback, to be the highest paid quarterback. This is how this always works. Just be glad that he's in good health right now, Tony. That's the headline here. He's going to be playing, and he's now extremely rich.
Ibby?
What a representative for the city of Cincinnati. What a representative for that franchise. You talk about a guy being healthy. Here's a guy who came back from an ACL, right, and still carried his team to new heights. They'll be able to keep Ja'Marr Chase. They may not be able to keep everybody else, but this team is built for the future. Great for
and
them.
And Marcel, you cover the sport, like we said. The timing of this news to right when Mahomes was taking the field. Was that something or nothing?
We love ourselves a Thursday night news dump. Shout out Ben Baby for covering it flawlessly. But in terms of the Cincinnati Bengals, great, you paid a quarterback. You're also one of two NFL teams without a permanent indoor facility. So let's keep spending that money maybe and let him practice indoors and away from the elements. This is normal behavior for quarterbacks and really any position players. I'm looking ahead next year. Tua, Trevor Lawrence, are any of them going to break this next? I know their agents are saying absolutely.
Bengals open the season against Cleveland. Anyone know Burrow's career record versus the Browns? Anyone?
Not good, Bob. Not good.
1-4. Not 0-4, Kevin. Oh, 1-4. Yeah. That's kind of surprising.
Right.
Give me your picks for the AFC North right now. Emily Kaplan.
I like the Ravens. It's Lamar's year.
Marcel Louis-Jacques.
Love the Ravens. New OC, new receivers.
Kevin Blackstone.
The defending champs from the last two seasons, the Bengals.
Pablo Torre.
Yeah, the Bengals at the risk of agreeing with Blackstone.
Buy or sell next.
I like agreeing with Marcel. It makes me smarter.
Professor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
Let's see who here believes in hangovers. Super Bowl hangovers. Philadelphia Eagles had the great run last year. Anyone know the record of teams that lost the Super Bowl the following season over the last two decades? Well, I'm going to give you the record. Half of them have missed the playoffs the next year. So, Emily Kaplan, expectations for the Philadelphia Eagles. Could they be higher this year or lower?
Higher. I don't know if there's a team that's better positioned for success for the next 5 years. They've got management, coaching. They identified the key position. Jalen Hurts is about to hit his prime. They've invested in the trenches, offense, defense. The only thing I don't like is the inevitable ego of Eagles fans.
Oh, that's getting you right there. They're fans. That's what they're supposed to be. Marcel Louis-Jacques, expectations higher or lower for the Eagles this year?
I'm going to keep them high for Philadelphia. First 8 weeks of the season, they play Washington twice, the Rams, and the Buccaneers. That's like a spa day after an all-nighter. But weeks 9 through 15, that's when things get tough in order. They play Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys again, and Seahawks. That's when the 1 p.m. hangover might hit, and that's when we're going to find out what they're really all about.
Devin Blackstone.
Well, Jalen Hurts got a big bag to carry around now with all that cash that he got, which is great. He's got a couple of new running backs to work with, which is great. And you know what? Getting back to what Emily mentioned, that means that all the pressure is on Jalen Hurts. Remember, he took some of the blame unnecessarily for the Super Bowl loss because of his fumble. So that's a whole lot of pressure on the Eagles, but I think that they're up to it.
Obligatory.
The only pressure on Jalen Hurts is on his butt, his unstoppable butt, the hands of his linemen pushing him into an end zone, Tony. Schematically, the Eagles are unstoppable at the goal line. Defensively, they have more sacks than anybody else in terms of ahead of second place. They had 70 sacks. So, yes, they have everything they need, these Eagles. Their
ego should be expectations higher. The Eagles are their fly. KB, you think there's pressure on Jalen Hurts? You wouldn't say there's more pressure on Hurts than...
There's more pressure on Hurts than any quarterback in the league this year. Those fans, have you ever been to Philadelphia?
More than
I'll take you to Philadelphia.
Dak Prescott? More than Josh Allen? More than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
More than Lamar Jackson?
I'll take you to Philadelphia.
I mean, he's the one who made the Super Bowl last year. I don't know. You haven't convinced me. We'll move on. Week one schedule's got some wows. Bills, Jets, none of those teams have any pressure on them or quarterbacks with pressure. Cowboys, Giants, no pressure on them. 49ers, Steelers. But Chargers, Dolphins is what we focus on now. Marcel, this is your account. It's the return of Tua after 257 days away, the concussion-filled season last year. Your expectations for Tua coming off of that and for these Dolphins around the horn to you.
Tony, a lot has been made about his concussions, and we called it a freak occurrence, but I don't think they were really a freak occurrence. He held onto the ball for far too long, and he didn't know how to fall properly. It wasn't a freak occurrence. It was just a perfect storm of those things. This summer, he identified the problem. He worked for the past 8 months in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and breakfall in order to not have that happen anymore. And I think that he successfully does it. I think he stays healthy. And this Dolphins offense is exactly what we saw last year, which is the most explosive in the NFL.
I was wondering if you thought the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, as a reporter, worked for him. Roll tape on this play from the preseason. We saw a play like this where this is not a hit. This is when he should be in control of his own body. His head goes right into the turf here, Marcel.
His face mask hits the turf, sure. I don't know if you can help that. There's no real training for that. I'd be more concerned if he hit it the other side, going the other direction.
Okay. There could be concern on both ways. Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, I don't know. Forehead, the back of the head, hitting the head, it's all the same. I think the expectation for Tua this year is that they will try and keep him out of danger, and he needs to be kept out of danger. Get the ball more to Hill, get the ball more to Waddle, and Vic Fangio hopefully changing the defense to help him out as well, you know, to try and control the game.
Put a number on it for the season, Kevin Blackstone. Wins for Miami.
They won 9 last year, missing him for 4 games, so at least 11, keeping him healthy.
Pablo Torre.
No, this feels like a 10-win team to me, Tony. It's because of what Blackstone said at the very end. They need to rejuvenate, totally reform, gut renovate that defense. Bottom third of the NFL last season, that defense. The Tua conversation is real. There are concerns. But how do you stop the other team's quarterback will be the big question vexing this team.
Emily Kaplan.
You know, only Tua knows what he needed to do or what his body needed to look like to stay healthy for this season. So I like the way that he clapped back in a press conference to people in chairs like ours who are questioning otherwise. I expect a similar clapback on the field. He's got a ton of weapons around him. And I think Mike McDaniel is one of the most invigorating and exciting coaches in the NHL.
How many wins for Miami, Emily Kaplan? Did you put a number on?
I like 10.
And Marcel?
I'm going 11 or 12. I'm high on this team.
All right. Well, Marcel, maybe some Brazilian jiu-jitsu to solve that fall you had from the leaderboard here. And Emily Kaplan, another deduction here for your... you got to get the right league. What are we doing here? Emily Kaplan and Marcel, have a weekend. Kevin Blackstone, Pablo Torre, go to next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
USA out of the World Cup, gave away a halftime lead. Germany 113, USA 111. This is the Edwards, Brunson, Bridges, Hart, Jackson, Jr., Reeves, Halliburton squad. Only getting to the semis. U.S.-Canada matchup you all were waiting for now for third place. Kevin, is this a letdown or a reality check?
I don't think it's either, Tony. I think what it is the way things are. I mean, those were NBA players on the other side that also hit some big shots. Schroeder, for example. So you know what? This has been going back for years now, back to 92, obviously. We know this can happen, and it did happen.
But that's why it's both, Kevin. That is why it is a letdown. In fact, like objectively speaking, because they have to win this thing. It's a binary proposition for the United States. We're the United States. I get that the NBA is full of international players. You cannot tell me that Germany's team is actually better than ours.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Olympics.
So follow-up question. It's not. Seventh place finished this last World Cup, so now we have a chance for third place. Follow-up question, though. Was Noah Lyles right? Does this prove that Noah Lyles was right about world championships?
Absolutely. Alexandria, Virginia's finest.
I know he gets to walk the walk a little bit. We'll move on. College week two, Texas at Alabama just jumps out at you off the schedule page. Number 11, number 3. But then something else you might have to get used to. Dion watch. Colorado hosts Nebraska. Pablo, what are you watching for?
Anybody who says they are not watching Deion Sanders first and foremost is lying to you, Tony. Of course we're watching Deion and his son and Travis Hunter play a million snaps. Mm-hmm. It is the easiest answer to any question you will ever ask right now.
The better game is Texas-Alabama. The better show is obviously Nebraska and Colorado, who no one had being where they are right now going into this game.
But the point, Colorado or Nebraska? Who you got? Yell it out.
Colorado. Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
And Alabama, yeah, Texas. Who you got? Yell it out.
Alabama.
Okay.
Alabama.
Right. We'll move on. NFL season preview, Power Flex edition. Here it is. It's a showdown between Jerry Jones and Jim Irsay. Jerry's got an AI hologram at AT&T Stadium. Visitors can ask it questions. And Lucas Oil Stadium has a Jim Irsay quote installed on the wall outside the Colts locker room. You can read that right here. You can tell me if you can make sense of it. I can't make sense of it. More megalomaniacal brand maneuver. Kevin.
Absolutely, it's got to be Jerry Jones. We've seen quotes in locker rooms before and walls. Big deal. Jerry Jones is like 80 years old and he's going AI. Mm-hmm. That is brand.
But I have never seen a quote like that quote. That quote is like you put something in a foreign language into Google Translate, and then you translated it back again, and then you got it another
right
time.
That, but
I still don't know how to diagram it.
Irsay was talking about a circle. He had to be talking about a horseshoe, right? That's what he needed to be talking. Kevin Blackstone, take the FaceTime.
Hey, I just want to shout out the U.S. Open, which has been absolutely fantastic. For the losers and for the winners, of course. But no Serena Williams, no Rafa. Some other folks are out, and we're still seeing all these great stars come to the fore. Go U.S. Open, show them. Tennis is the way to go.
You got to make a pick. Coco Gauff for major number one. Does she get it this weekend? Yell it out.
Yes.
Take that, pickleball.